Peter sat nervously at the dinner table. His father, a stern police officer, was just finishing his meal. The images from the television were still fresh in Peter's mind, and he knew he had to speak up. "Dad," Peter began, his voice trembling slightly, "I saw something on the television today, about Suido." His father looked up, his expression hardening. "What about it?" he asked. Peter took a deep breath. "The children, they were protesting because they want to learn in English, not Afrikaans. But the police, they shot at them, Dad." His father sighed, setting down his cutlery. "Peter, those people were causing trouble. The police were just doing their job. But they're just children, Dad. They were unarmed. They just want to learn," Peter protested, his voice growing stronger. His father was silent for a moment. "Peter, the world isn't as simple as you think. Those people, they're different from us." Peter felt a surge of frustration. "But how, Dad? How are they different? Just because their skin is darker? Because they speak a different language? They're just like us. They have dreams, they want to learn, they want a better life." His father looked at him, his expression softening. "Peter, you're young. There are things you don't understand." "But I want to understand, Dad," Peter said earnestly. "I want to understand why things are the way they are. And I want to know if they can be different." His father was silent for a long time. Finally, he said, "Peter, maybe they can be. But change is hard, son. And it takes time." Peter nodded, feeling a small glimmer of hope. "I understand, Dad. But I think it's time for change. And I want to be a part of it."